Air cleaning with air filters. What's going on, guys? Derek Cole here. Thank you for listening to the podcast. And today, let's talk about air filters. Something very important for your system is something that can be overlooked by homeowners, and it's something you can do to have the greatest impact on helping your system, something you can do yourself. So, air filters, what in the world? Derek, I go to Lowe's, I go to Home Depot, I see the filters, there's like two aisles of them, which one do I choose, what's happening, what's all the MERV ratings, what's all these symbols mean, what's going on here? Air filters are classified by MERV ratings. The higher the number, the more efficient the filter is at stopping the small particles. The particles you're trying to stop are the particles you cannot see. 98% of the particles that you're trying to stop are the particles you cannot see. Think about this as when you look in the window or sunlight's coming through and you look out the window and you see the dust particles or the particles in the air. Now, without the sunlight, you can't see those. But when it hits that certain point, you can see those. Well, those, even smaller than that, but those are the particles you're trying to stop. Over a while, they build up. They will cause a problem. So those are the particles you're trying to stop. So when you go and look at a MERV rating, again, the higher the number, the more efficient and effective it is at stopping those small particles. There is a trade-off, though. There is one problem. The best filter in the world is probably a sheet of plywood, because it's good at stopping everything. All the particles, big and small, it's good at stopping everything. The main problem, it also stops airflow. So you always have to play in this balance of stopping particles, but allowing for proper airflow. Because without airflow, your system will freeze up, your system will have problems, your system will have trouble breathing. One reason you want to change your filters on a regular basis is because of airflow. When that filter gets stopped up, it has trouble letting your system breathe. And the air you want to get to your system is the air that goes through the filter, the clean, crisp, dehumidified air. You want it coming back to your system. You don't want it pulling air from the attic, from the crawl space, from outside, from inside that's unfiltered. You want it to be that filtered air to get back to your system so it remains clean. Your system remains clean, and then your system can also push out clean air. So the air filter is connected to all this I'm talking about. All this is connected to your filter. So, which one do I choose? Now, the one we provide for our club members, when it's in stock, which is getting a little better, but when it's in stock, is a MERV 8 filter. MERV 8 is a good middle of the road. It's not going to stop everything. It's not going to mess up your system and clog too much air from getting back to the system. It's a good middle of the road filter. Now, if you go higher than that, it depends on your system. Can it handle that much of a filter? Can it handle that much static pressure of restricting airflow as it gets thicker? Or do you need to start looking at air cleaning and start moving away from filtration. That's something a professional can talk to you about at your home to see what is the best fit for you. Now, I always recommend air cleaning versus filtration. Air cleaning versus filtration. We have products that take care of that. One of our favorite products, one of my favorite, is called the Micro Power Guard. It's a 1-inch media that fits right in your filter grill. 24 volts go to it from the unit. It's always on, but it's always collecting particles, but it also allows for great airflow. So you're doing the best of both worlds. You're allowing for great airflow, but you're also trapping, collecting, sticking those particles on that media. And then every 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever your cycle is, depending on your home, you're taking that media out, throwing it away, putting a new media in, starting all over, trapping, collecting particles that are harmful. So think about that next time you go to the big box store, you look for filters. Some folks tell me, hey Derek, I don't remember to change my filters every month or to check them every month. I said, look, easy step. Real easy thing for you to do is make an alarm on your phone once a month to check your air filters at home. Now, make it for a time in which you'll be at home so you won't dismiss it and forget it. Check and change your air filters at least once a month. Change your air filters, even if you don't think they're dirty, every 3 months.